7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. But when them then tingle the people way. One day them dead and them not dead. Anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this. I'm so blessed where the money went.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. The Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, September the 22nd, 2013. So now I'm reminded of my brother Jesse Jackson Jr. and all politicians who begin to be wooed into playing the game that we're speaking about. Those little voices that came to Jesse Jackson Jr. saying to him, become a snitch against Blagojevich. Maybe they sent, and those voices that said to Jesse Jackson Jr., misappropriate funds. And maybe with his extramarital affair, maybe the person that he was with was one sent by these same wicked forces that we're talking about. But when you begin to play their games, then you become open. Look at John Edwards, how he began to not have moral conduct and got himself open, became naked. Look at the many politicians who maybe started out good, but began to join in on this that we're speaking of, the knowledge of good and evil, began to argue to us that we should join America in killing in Iraq or Afghanistan, killing in Syria and Libya. And over the years, go back to Vietnam, go back to the wars in Laos and Cambodia, go back to the Cold War, and how we were told by politicians and leaders to join in this so-called war against Russia. And look at how many politicians and presidents and prime ministers all over the earth have been laid open, made naked, and exposed, and then they were taken down or taken out. And look at how we, as the masses, every time we join in the knowledge of good and evil, and don't join in the tree of life, but we join in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and join in this system and destroy sisters and brothers who are our sisters and brothers of the human family, we expose ourselves. We become naked, and then we find that we too are destroyed. And they heard the voice of the Lord God, verse 8, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now they are Adam, male and female, okay? Male and female, representing the human family. We hear the voice of the Lord God. We hear Yahweh, Yahuwah. We hear existing. We hear the principles of life and existing for all. We hear the voice of our Almighty Father and Almighty Mother in the Elohim, in the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, who are associated with the elements of the universe, the four basic elements, earth, air, fire, and water, the four gods and four goddesses. This is Africa knowledge, Africa teaching, Kemet knowledge, Kemet teaching, Dogon, Nubia, Sudan, Twa teaching. The gods and the goddesses, the children of the Most High, the spirit world, the angels, all of them associated with some portion of this universe, this material universe, which is full of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and we can hear the voice of life, the voice of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, life and existing for all. We hear the voice of life everywhere we go, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now walking, to walk, to come, to how you live your life, to walk, to traverse. So everywhere in the universe, we hear the voice of life. We hear the voice of life in science, in tech, in medicine. We hear the voice of life in all of the elements of the universe. Walking in the garden. The word garden is garden enclosure. It says garden of a bride, garden of plants. What we're speaking of is, this is a masculine and feminine noun. You see, the garden is for the production of life. You see, the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine must work together as a garden works together, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, to produce life. So within our masculine and feminine polarity, the Most High, the voice of life, walking in us, walking through us, life exuding through us. We hear the voice of life within ourselves. We hear the voice and the sound and the instrument of life within ourselves. It even says, for the definition of life, lightness and frivolity, having to do with having fun. See, if we are in tune with life, we have the full spectrum of life. We can be serious and we can also have fun. So life, walking all over the universe, Yahweh, Yahuwah, manifesting, woe manifesting in the Elohim, in the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, in every facet of the universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, Milky Way, earth, every facet of the earth, we see life walking. We see the manner of life walking. It says here, in the cool of the day. Now, sisters and brothers, all of these years I've been in the church reading this scripture, and I thought cool in the day just means the sun is going down and it's the evening and it's cool. Have you ever been in the summer heat? But when the evening came, you feel the cool of the breeze. And you say, wow, this is the time to be sitting out on the patio having a snack, having a piece of cheesecake, having a sandwich. But you sitting in the cool of your patio with your loved one, with your wife, with your husband, with your children, with your friends and whatnot, and enjoying, boy, the cool of the air. But when I researched the definition of this word cool, the definition, the word in the African Hebrew is ruach, 7307, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is the word for spirit. This is the word for mother, Holy Spirit, ruach, hakadosh. Hakadosh is the word for a holy entity, a living holy entity. And the word for spirit is ruach, that is translated cool in the scripture here. So watch what we're looking at, sisters and brothers. And this word spirit, which is feminine, mother, Holy Spirit, meaning wind, breath, mind, spirit, the cool of the evening, carrying a spirit, carrying a mind, breath, wind, the wind of heaven. So the heavens emitting a spirit, a mind that we can grasp greatly in the cool of the evening. See, this forces me to make the point I want to make right now. This is talking about how the Africans studied the constellations and the stars at night. We are able to see the stars shine bright, see the moon shine bright. Remember we began the lesson speaking about the sun descending into the south, into the Tropic of Capricorn, and the constellation of Virgo. The constellation of Virgo is a group of stars that you can't see in the daytime. But you see that group of stars referred to as Virgo, representing the woman, but representing the sacred feminine power in the universe, in the human family. We are only able to view that constellation at night in the cool of the evening. Then we see the constellation Draco, which represents the serpent and the dragon. For good is wisdom used for righteousness. For bad is the wicked ones, the subtle ones, they who use wisdom for wickedness, the knowledge of good and evil, to maneuver us into evil. But we studied all of this at nighttime. We did study in the daytime, but there is a particular study at night associated with the stars and the constellations and the heavens, because you can only see the stars in their greatest capacity at nighttime, when it's dark, when it's pitch blackness, and you look up and you begin to study scientifically the stars. And from the stars and the constellations and the various movements of the various bodies in the nighttime, we are able to understand knowledge and wisdom and have the mind of the Most High and the spirit of the Most High. And we are able, with that study, to examine ourselves, ask ourselves, why is it that we have continued to go after the subtle one with subtle words, knowing that they, the politicians, following the dictates of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the house of Rothschilds, mean us no good, only mean us harm, and only speak good words to maneuver us into wickedness and evil. You see, this is what the African ancestors taught us. They taught us this reality after studying scientifically the stars and the constellations and the bodies of the heavens, because all of that universe is a reflection of you and me as a small universe. We are quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We are the atom, A-T-O-M, and the Adam, A-D-A-M. Male and female, we are the image of the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. We are the image of the universe. We are that Po seed described by the Dogon that the European scientists call the Atom, A-T-O-M. And I believe there was a god called Atum. Atum. And I believe the Atum is the root of Atom. And so Atum and the sun and the Virgo and the constellation Draco, giving us the understanding of the Africans studying this knowledge in the nighttime, in the cool of the evening. But in this case, there is animosity now because that subtle one has caused us to go after the knowledge of good and evil. And so now we're naked, we're exposed, we're afraid of the voice of life, we're afraid of Yahweh Yahuwah, we're afraid of the Elohim, because we know we should not be hanging out with these wicked ones who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We know we should be hanging out with Malcolm X, Dr. King, Omalia Yeshitela, Minister Farrakhan, these sisters and brothers who are here to usher us into life and the revolution. But we're afraid of Minister Malcolm because we hear the voice of life. We're afraid of the real Dr. Martin Luther King because we know that he was against warfare and bloodshed. And we know that he was giving critical examination to how capitalism and the free market is run by those wicked ones that have hijacked the wealth of the earth. We know that Dr. King had correspondence with Minister Malcolm X and correspondence with Elijah Muhammad. We know that I heard Cornel West say that there is a FBI file on a phone call between Minister Malcolm and Dr. King agreeing to take our plight to the United Nations. If we dig, we will see these truths. And these truths are the voice of Yahweh, Yahuwah, Elohim, the voice of life and existing, coming through the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. But we're afraid of that voice because we've been hanging out with the knowledge of good and evil and not the tree of life. This word cool, which is the word ruach, which is the word for spirit, Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, feminine noun, sacred feminine, also is defined as the quarter of wind, side, breath of air, air and gas. So the African ancestors studied gas, studied the various properties of the universe, studied atoms, studied protons, neutrons, and electrons. It also means vain and empty. So in the wind, we can also see that if you are full of hot air, if you're saying nothing, but you have a lot of words, then you're empty, then you're vain. The word spirit, meaning animation, vivacity, vigor, meaning the spirit gives you life. This is the concept of all the universe animated with life and spirit. The word is also defined as courage and temper and anger and impatience and patience. Disposition, meaning troubled and bitter and discontented. So what is our disposition? Disposition of various kinds, unaccountable, uncontrollable, impulse. Sometimes we act on an impulse. It's our disposition. It's our spirit being moved in a negative aspect. We study all aspects of the universe. Prophetic spirit, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the living, breathing being in man and animals. So the breath of life in man and animals, the gift of life preserved by God, God's spirit departing at death, disembodied being. So we see that we have studied how life departs the body, leaving that physical body lifeless without the spirit of life. Ah, the spirit as the seat of the organ of mental acts. So there is a spirit to the mind, the spirit of the will, the seat especially of moral character, the spirit of prophecy, again, energy and life, the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah glory. This word having to do with Mother Holy Spirit. So all of this knowledge and wisdom that the African ancestors understood in the nighttime because of scientific study of the universe and the stars and the constellations. And so verse 9, chapter 3, Genesis. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Now, this is not just male. This is male and female. Adam is mankind, male and female. So Yahweh is using the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, using every element in the universe to call after us, Adam, human family, male and female, where are you? And Adam said, it says he, but Adam is male and female. Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. So we have gone after the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We are yet in the garden of the universe. We are yet looking at the magnificent reality of sacred masculine and sacred feminine, constantly producing life even within ourselves. But because we are hanging out with the wicked politicians, the wicked leaders of government, educational, financial, and religious institutions, we're hanging out with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, knowing that we're only using good words to do evil deeds, knowing that we're hanging out with that one that is deceiving us, and we know that we are naked and exposed, and we are afraid of a revolutionary like Elijah Muhammad, a revolutionary like Marcus Garvey, a revolutionary like Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, because these are they who are unafraid to give us the words of life. And so we're afraid. And verse 11, the Most High said, who told thee? The Most High in the person of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Are you eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Are you participating in this system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic? Are you and I helping to maneuver our sisters and brothers into continuing to uphold a system that is destructive to the human family? When I commanded you not to eat of that fruit of the politicians, that fruit of the wicked ruling class and families, that fruit of the serpent, the subtle one of the beasts. Verse 12, and the man said, meaning mankind, the woman that thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. So the sacred masculine is looking at the sacred feminine and blaming the sacred feminine for the actions of the sacred masculine, but it's the sacred masculine and sacred feminine working together to produce wickedness. And many of us play the blame game, blame somebody else, look at ourselves, look at our own deficiencies, operate on a nation, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Let's operate on ourselves and try to understand why is it that we go after these wicked ones time after time after time. Look at the unions. Look at your trade unions. Look at the AFL, CIO, UAW, and other unions. Look at how the unions always remain with the Democratic Party. Knowing that the Democratic Party creates death, hell, and destruction for us all. Knowing that the Democratic Party, along with the Republican Party, create warfare and bloodshed. Knowing that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party create slave labor, low-wage labor, no-wage labor. And you cannot successfully continue to argue for a living wage on your own behalf when your own union will not stand up and argue for a living wage all over the earth. No way can you continue to experience a living wage and someone else on the planet is working at low wage, slave wage, no wage, because the CEOs will always go after the low wage and the no wage, and you will find yourself having no wages and low wages. So, the Most High, Yahweh, through the Elohim, gods and goddesses, say, did you eat of what I told you not to eat? And the Lord said unto the woman, talking to the sacred feminine in the human family, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So our sacred feminine says, look, that serpent got to me, and I ate. And then after I ate, the sacred masculine ate. And so the sacred masculine got together with the sacred feminine, joining into the knowledge of good and evil, and maneuver us into evil. So, verse 14, Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim, life, father and mother, through the gods and the goddesses, said to the serpent, because you have done this, you're cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. The house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families are cursed, and their politicians and prime ministers are cursed, and they eat dust, they eat dirt, they are low, always using low mentality, low spirit, low words. Even though they come with good words, the motivation is low. The motivation is dust. The motivation is dirt. And so the Most High says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, the word bruise is to strike out, to bruise, to crush, okay? So we're talking about a fight. And the word heel, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent, but the serpent shall bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. The word heel is footprint, hinder part, but the root is a word that has to do with supplant. So what we're looking at is the fact that we, the masses, were put in this earth realm to rule, but the wicked ruling class have supplanted us, overturned us, overthrown us to take power. But we, when we get this knowledge and wisdom, and when we latch on to the tree of life, we will lash out at the head of the serpent, the head of the rulership, the head of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and we will supplant them and become the top ruler in the earth realm, in the universe, for truth, justice, and righteousness. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.
Moonbeam.